So we are doing gene editing on bacteria.
That's Hannah Taylor, an 11th grade student in the biotechnology program at St. George's Technical High School in southern New Castle County. She's part of the first ever high school class to use the CRISPR-in-a-box educational toolkit from ChristianaCare's Gene Editing Institute. The students use CRISPR to edit the gene of a non-infectious E. coli bacteria in a test tube to make it resistant to an antibiotic. Dr. Eric Kometch is director of ChristianaCare's Gene Editing Institute. He calls CRISPR the breakthrough technology of the decade and perhaps past 5 decades, but concedes the technology is not yet precise or efficient and can produce a diversity of outcomes. He says that reality is built into the educational kit for students.
Having gone through it and performed this reaction, we're hoping they act as ambassadors for the technology, both saying both the optimism and the pessimism about how this is going to work, so people can get the truth and then begin to make their decisions of how it's affecting society.
ChristianaCare is still in the process of submitting an application to the FDA to use CRISPR in clinical trials to treat lung cancer. Nick Shalino, Delaware Public Media.